Being an outsider has always had great cachet for 20-something writer Michel Jollet, but lately he's come to realize that he's having an identity crisis, and it's gotten so bad he can't even dress himself for work.
You see, I've always been a follower of that bedheaded cult of corduroy-clad slackers, worn Converse low tops, old T-shirts that say things like North Poughkeepsie Summer Basketball League, vintage-collared work shirts. I'd always felt a little like I was breaking new ground. You know, thumbing my nose at the B-school crowd, giving it to the man as he sipped his latte, trying to avoid spilling a single drop on his well-creased Gap khakis. Followers, I'd always thought, sheep. But recently, I noticed something that has forced me to reconsider everything. All of those thrift shops near my apartment, those great little shops of counterculture arcana, the shops where I'd purchased most of my art house wardrobe and individually selected vintage living room furniture, I noticed those thrift shops had franchises, which meant that not only was there another coyly decorated Kitcharama across town, there was probably another guy like me, walking around in the same gray corduroy jacket like the one I bought last June, listening to Built to Spill, eating a plate of pad thai, reading Portnoy's complaint. I felt like a cuckold, walking in on the acrimonious scene of a torrid summer affair. I was a farce. Or worse yet, I was part of the crowd. Sure, maybe the crowd smelled of clove cigarettes and Prozac, and hey, that's sort of cool. But it was a crowd nonetheless, a social type, the very thing I'd been bucking my entire life. And then it hit me. The New York Times, Indie Rock, Philip Roth, Sashimi, TheOnion.com, Ira Glass, Hummus, they were all in on it. All co-conspirators in some master plan, some scheme designed to draw me in, to plunder my sense of rebellion, to take advantage of my eclectic taste. It was as if Walt Disney had an evil twin, I'll call him James Disney, that had created his own ironic theme park of independent film houses and literary coffee shops. But instead of Tomorrowland or Adventureland, there was Slackerland and Artistland, Gayland and Xanaxland. Instead of Goofy, Pluto, and the Seven Dwarves, there were grad students, vegans, and Ralph Nader. Now that I'm in the park, I don't really know how to get out. And the truth is, I like these things. I think we all tend to follow the crowd a little. Even if not following the crowd is the crowd we follow. And whether that crowd is dressed in the disheveled nonsense that finds its way into my closet or in Dockers from the mall, the principle's the same. Besides, what am I going to do? Throw away the New York Times? Start reading Maxim? Remove the opposable thumbs? Evolution goes in one direction. And once you choose a life for yourself, there's really no looking back. Well, I don't know. There's always law school.
Michel Jollet lives in Belmont, California.